Malik Nabers visited the Indianapolis Colts yesterday, and that could be a really good thing for the Colts. We've talked all week about how if you draft outside the top three wide receivers in a draft class, you really take your chances. It's really a crapshoot as to getting a really good top-level wide receiver one. We see that with Alec Pierce. He's not that kind of guy. You can't get that regularly at 53. But Malik Nabers is not outside the top three. The Colts would have to trade up to get him. Why does it make sense? We'll talk about it. We'll talk about Kentucky. They've got a new basketball coach, and it's Mark Pope. What did I tell you when all of this started? I could have saved Mitch Barnhart so much time. Everybody other than Mark Pope was going to say no to this job because nobody wants it. People think that this college basketball is a place where Kentucky still means something, and it doesn't. It does to Mark Pope, because Mark Pope was at BYU. How about this for a perfect fit with Kentucky? Mark Pope has never been the head coach of a team, a program that has won an NCAA tournament game. And he's going to a place where now that's kind of become the regular for Kentucky. Not winning in the NCAA tournament. It's a perfect fit. Indiana, they got a lot of people visiting over the next week. A lot of portal guys coming to Indiana. I don't know whether Indiana's developed a reputation as like hosting fun visits or what. It used to be with Colorado. High school football players really wanted that visit to Colorado. People didn't necessarily want to play there, but they wanted that visit to Colorado. Maybe Indiana is developing a similar reputation in the transfer portal community. I don't know. We'll see how many of these guys wind up closing. Indiana's got a lot of scholarships to give. And so here you kind of go. Maybe this weekend and next weekend, little five weekend, they get some commitments. And all of a sudden, Indiana fans will know who the hell's coming to town. How many starters can be displaced from last year? We know Khalil Ware's going to the draft, so he's going to be replaced. But other than that, you got starters at four spots. So we'll see. Indiana definitely needs to upgrade. You can't go 10-10 again and have Mike Woodson keep his job. He knows that. So he's doing everything he can to lift for this year. Goodness sake, Pacers with a big game tonight at Cleveland. Two games left in the regular season, and they could still wind up anywhere from third to eighth as the playoffs are going to be seeded. Seventh and eighth, they have the play-in games. You don't want to be there. Right now, the Pacers are sixth. They can move up. They got to win tonight. You win tonight, you put yourself in position Sunday against the Hawks in the season finale at Cambridge Fieldhouse to do yourself some good and put yourself in a position to win a first-round series with home court advantage. And then you would be looking at a second-round series likely against the Milwaukee Bucks. This is Breakfast with Kent for Friday, April 12th, 2024, brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. At MyBookie, look, this is for go have fun. Don't bet the mortgage. Have some fun. Lay a couple of shekels on a game or on a golfer, whatever you want to do. And know this, if you go to MyBookie, and the links are always in the show description and in the comments, you know what? You're going to wind up maybe with a $1,000 sign-up bonus. That's winning before you even play MyBookie, where you can bet on anything, anytime, from anywhere. Still giving away the Our Lads draft guides. They have not pulled the plug on the giveaways. We'll do it through today. Giving one away per day to viewers who are also subscribers. Speaking of which, make sure and subscribe to this channel. Make sure and like the video. Thumbs up. I like every video I watch. You should too. It's a nice thing to do. Raise the level the level of likes on these channels by liking what you watch. And if you want to make a donation on this beautiful Friday, make a donation. The rain, it's not going to last forever in Indiana. It's supposed to end right around noontime, and then we're going to have a beautiful weekend, which is great because, my God, I think we've had enough rain. Our sump pump working overtime. Let's talk about sports. Let's talk about the Indianapolis Colts. Malik Nabers was in town yesterday, visited with the Indianapolis Colts. Are the Colts really thinking of trading up to go get Malik Nabers, or is this just part of their resolve, the Colts' resolve, to interview as many people as possible and build as much information on everybody as possible? It could be either. Chris Ballard is an absolute habitual gatherer of information and insight, and he likes doing it himself and having his staff do it. Bringing people in to interview is not an unusual occurrence, even when they have no interest in drafting the person, but I think that the Colts do have interest. And if they didn't have interest, I don't think Malik Nabers would have come. Trading up makes some sense. I am a fan of trading up because I think it's with elite athletes and elite players who do elite level things that you wind up winning. I think when you draft the ordinary, you get ordinary results. When you draft the elite, you've got a chance to get elite results. The Colts, they've got all their starters back. They don't really, although I know the level of the defense, 28th last year and the year before in the NFL, that defense has got to take a step forward. And part of that process has got to come from acquiring a cornerback and a safety that can play for you right out the gate. You got to do that. But if they can go get a guy like Malik Nabers, you have Pittman on one side, Nabers on the other, Downs in the slot, somebody at tight end, let's say Mallory, let's say Jelani Woods. You got Jonathan Taylor in the backfield. You've got Anthony Richardson at quarterback. You got chance, and that starting offensive line coming back in total, you got chance to move the football, move the sticks, and move the scoreboard. And that's what the point is. If you can go out and establish a lead, then this defense can function a little bit. Malik Nabers could be a guy who does that. There are a lot of people in NFL scouting who believe Malik Nabers is the best wide receiver in this class and that Marvin Harrison Jr. is not. You know what? I'd take either of them. I'd be thrilled with either. Malik Nabers ran a 4.38 in his pro day at LSU. He led the SEC in receiving the last 2 years. He is the all-time receiving leader at LSU. His comp is Justin Jefferson. That tells you a little bit about him. He accelerates through cuts. For those of you who know what that means, he gets faster as he changes direction. There are a lot of guys who slow down to cut. Malik Nabers actually accelerates through his cut. Like I said, most prolific wide receiver in LSU history. He's going to be 21 on July 28th. So he's a really young guy in his class, as was Anthony Richardson, as was Nick Cross. A lot of guys, really, really young. Some of them, they flourish. Some of them don't. Malik Nabers, so far through 3 years at LSU, has been absolutely astounding. There was no reason for him to go back and play another year. Now, the downside, there are rumors, and nobody's put their name to them within the LSU program. Nobody has said it on the record that he's kind of a high-maintenance guy. He was arrested in New Orleans on a gun charge. That charge later dismissed. So I'm sure that that's part of the reason that the Colts wanted to bring Nabers in. And when the Colts, if the Colts go about trading up in the first round, you can bet on this, that Chris Ballard will have emissaries talk to everyone who has ever met Malik Nabers before they invest the draft equity necessary to move up to the point where they could get a look at Malik Nabers. They're going to talk to everybody. Junior high math teachers, they're going to talk to. You know, somebody at a McDonald's where Malik Nabers once ordered a Happy Meal. They're going to talk to that person. They're talking to everyone if they're thinking of moving up. What would it cost? It would cost a first and a second plus a little bit to move up. If you wanted to deal with the Giants at six, that's what you're talking about. You're talking about the one, the two plus a future pick. If you want to move up to seven, it's really kind of the one and the two if you go by that chart, right? One and the two really almost exactly equals 15-46. If you draft a wide receiver outside the top three, you're really putting yourself at risk for a bust. At least with Malik Nabers, you're pretty damn sure you're not going to bust. So do you mind taking that pick at 15, combining it with another pick or two, and getting a guy that you absolutely feel is going to move your needle to the positive? When, at what level the Colts need to upgrade in this draft is really debatable. You've got 25 starters coming back. That's with place kicker, punter, and long snapper. They're all back. So at what level do you really need to lift with a second rounder, with a third rounder, as you look ahead to 2025, that draft? How many guys do you need to lift this roster? If Anthony Richardson is healthy, and if he isn't healthy, you're going to have a hell of a lot of, you're going to have some high picks next year because he is the point of differentiation. So Joe Flacco is not going to come up here and go 11-6. He's just not. Richardson has got to be healthy. All right. I think, is it better to throw all your chips in but put all your chips on black at the roulette table? And really not even that. I mean, you're talking about a 70 to 75% hit rate on a guy like Malik Nabers, when at 15, you're probably talking about, or I mean, at 46, you're talking about hitting at a rate of maybe 20% if you draft a wide receiver. So you got to keep those things in mind as you evaluate this. One thing that's really, really important in talking about this is different is good, right? When you haven't achieved at the level you want to achieve, changing how you operate is a good thing. And Chris Ballard's never traded up in the first round, ever. And he's won one playoff game in 7 years, gone to the playoffs twice, and never hosted a playoff game. So it's time to pivot. This would be a hard pivot to trade up from 15 into the top seven where you could get a sniff at Malik Nabers. All right, IU visits. You know what? They might have more potential. You might have more potential visitors this weekend and next to Bloomington for transfer portal potential acquisitions than you did visitors in Monroe County for the total eclipse of the sun earlier this week. Lots of guys coming. Miles Rice is coming this weekend. He's the point guard from Washington State. He was the Pac-12 Freshman of the Year. 6'3", averaged 15-3-4. Pharrell Payne, 6'9", 255. He's from Minnesota. He averaged as a sophomore 10-6. Umar Ballo, 7 feet tall. He was 13-10, a six-year senior for Minnesota. Connor Hickman from Bloomington South High School. And Bradley, really, really good shooter. We'll see. Those guys, among others, coming to Bloomington this weekend. We'll see what Bloomington does. Edward Johnson says, convincing Ballard to draft a lineman is like convincing a drunk to have one last drink at the bar, I'm afraid. Yeah, you got to hope that they don't go D-line in this draft. They got almost too many on the roster right now. Bringing back Taven Bryan, I had scratched my head. I was like, what? Huh? Why? You got a million of these guys. Why are you bringing back Taven Bryan, when you got everybody else coming back? And you know what that did. Offensive line, you've got everybody back. You've got your backup center. You've got backup guards, Danny Pinter, Wesley French. You've got Blake Freeland, the backup tackle, who's going to wind up being really, really good and a potential replacement for Braden Smith ultimately. You got everybody back. What do you... If he drafted a lineman at 15, my head would explode. It would be a YouTube sensation. I would be sitting here with a stump of a neck and cranial matter splattered on the walls. That is a disgusting image, especially for me. Former Pacer Mark Pope is going to be the head coach at Kentucky, which is what I predicted from Jump Street. Of course, they were going to talk to everybody, try to throw money at somebody to come take that job. Mark Pope winds up being there. They are a perfect marriage. Pope has never won an NCAA tournament game. K Kentucky has gotten very used to not winning NCAA tournament games. Mark Pope to Kentucky. Underwhelming. Hopefully he's the right guy. Sometimes the underwhelming guy winds up being the right guy. Sometimes the market drives the correct decision. Hopefully that's... No, what am I talking about? I want Kentucky to lose every game. What am I doing? No, I hope Mark Pope is the wrong guy. He's an incredibly nice guy and a really, really smart guy. Anybody who was around the Pacers during the period of time Mark Pope was a part of the operation, you know that. He's going to Kentucky. He's going to make all kinds of money, a five-year deal. He's okay at BYU. Really good offensive strategist. BYU is fun to watch. The Masters, Bryson DeChambeau, 7-under, Scheffler, 6-under, Woods, 1-under through 13 yesterday. He's got 5 to play this morning. Play resumes at about 7:45. Then he's got to get tuned up for the 18 that he's got to play today. Weather's going to be good in Augusta. That's a good thing for Tiger Woods. Pacers tonight against Cleveland, 7:30. Chance to wrap up a spot in the top four with a win. If they win tonight, with a win on Sunday at home against Atlanta. Still not a lock for the top six. Weird. It could finish anywhere right now from third all the way down to like eighth. Who knows? This is a weird year in the NBA. Great parity in the NBA. Let's celebrate some birthdays on this beautiful Friday, and then we dance. Of course we dance. Edward Wright, happy birthday. Jeremy Rosenthal, happy birthday. Chuck Andrews, Amy Weiss Hunt, happy birthday. Scott Leosi, happy birthday. Brian Barnhill celebrating a birthday. The great Dave Kindred. Unbelievable thinker, unbelievable writer, great insight as a sports writer still as he covers a girls' high school basketball team. Unbelievable. What a gift for that high school basketball team to be covered by the likes of Dave Kindred. Awesome guy. Kelly Riebel celebrating a birthday. Loved working with Kelly in St. Louis at 101 ESPN, and we dance, because it's a Friday, so we dance. It's the windmill, invented by the great Scott Armetti, fantastic dance inventor, and we will see you on the radio very, very soon, about 7:06 this morning on WGCLradio.com, and then we're talking to you this afternoon inside Indiana Sports Now, right here.